Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, president of Schneps Media, and today, absolutely delighted to be interviewing Dr. Larry Johnson, who is proud president of Gutman Community College in our beloved Manhattan. Actually, you're in the heart of Manhattan over there, where your campus is. You can't get better to the middle because there's Bryant Park. Are you right across the street from Bryant Park?
Absolutely, and I'm enjoying seeing the seasons change because so much activity takes place in the park.
Well, you know, it's like you got your own campus. It's called Bryant Park, right?
Yep.
Now, I have met had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Johnson a few years ago, and I was so impressed with his energy and vision for really a baby community, the youngest community college in New York City.
We are certainly one of the newest community colleges to be formed at the City University of New York in 40 years.
So is there a mission for this particular college that, you know, in terms, I know there was an endowment by the Gutman family?
Absolutely. In 2013, the Stella and Charles Gutman Foundation gifted the institution or the university $25 million, of which $15 million of those dollars went to naming the college from the new community college to Gutman Community College. And we are like most community colleges, two-year institutions that are preparing students for transfer to four-year colleges and universities or to go directly to work.
Well, you know, I know it's being a teacher myself, the power of knowledge. And I remember that for me, I was in the first grade and second grade with Mrs. Boroff, and I fell in love with her and with teaching. So she had a big impact on my life. Who would you say growing up, because I didn't realize you're a Florida born man, that you had a wonderful, you know, birthing in this. I'm in Palm Beach myself and it's gorgeous here. So tell me about who impacted your life growing up.
Yes, that is a great question. So love Florida, you know, I'm a fan, it's my home. So my teacher was my band director. So my band directors in middle school and high school. In the sixth grade, I took up band. I started playing brass wind instruments. And then when I went to high school, I began playing woodwind. But it was really the band directors who were able to help me to understand life through music and how the compositions and how they told a story. Some of those stories may have been difficult. Some of those stories may have been a loss and an excitement because all of that you're experiencing as you're playing from each bar to each bar. So it was really the band director who inspired me to look beyond your current circumstance because I had lost my mother, which is the reason I left Florida and came back. And they were really a part of that healing process for me. And I saw in them what I wanted to then become to show to other young people.
What a journey. Well, you know, I think I call my life a great adventure. And for better or worse, it's also a roller coaster. Mm. And, you know, to pick yourself up from the bottom, nothing is more profound than to lose your mother, than to be able to reinvent yourself or invent yourself. How old were you when she passed?
So I was 11 years old when my mother died tragically from a car accident.
Oh, my, how terrible is that? And then to be able to go on a good path to be able to become the superb person you are and a leader yourself to lead others. You know, I know that you're very fond of the expression from Martin Luther King of what are you doing for others? How have you transformed your life to be able to now head a community college in what I call the greatest city in the world, New York City?
Yes, New York is certainly the greatest city, and I'm so proud to be here, so proud to serve the City University of New York and Gutman. I would say that that quote is so powerful in that as I watched my mother before she passed away, I saw her give of her resources, give of her time, and give of her talent. And I saw in her that servant leader. And I didn't know what servant leader meant at the time, but it became full circle as I began to matriculate from college to then serving my first position as a faculty member. And I began to see students who were like my mother, single parents, who were for food insecure, housing insecure. And that quote became so real to me in terms of, I have a responsibility at that time as an educator to provide access and resources for persons who did not have them. So as I think about that quote, what are you doing for others? I believe that is my mission in life. to provide access, support to those who may not have a voice, and to be that voice oftentimes for them in this context, for students, to ensure that they have all of the resources that they need to be successful. So that's what that quote really means to me. And I continue to live that out each day, each hour, each month at Gutman Community College.
So is Gutman have a mission? You know, some of the schools like Baruch has always been known for its business acumen and training people in the business world. Does Gutman have a particular focus that it has for its mission?
Absolutely. So, as an open access mission institution, that means that students are not required to complete an SAT or ACT exam. They can have completed their GED, and they can complete their high school exam or their high school equivalency, which is their high school diploma. So, our focus has been really on five key programs: as business administration, urban studies, human services, our 2-year Gen Ed core, which we call our liberal arts and science degree. And we've also been focused on information technology. So those have been the core programs that we've had over the last 12 years. And we have recently added more. We've added a science program for those students who are looking to transition to a 4-year college and do deeper research. We're launching a public secondary ed program, a health information technology. We recently launched a cybersecurity certificate and also a networking certificate. So we are looking to make sure that students are able to complete Gutman and go directly to work. But certainly for those other areas where they want to earn their baccalaureate degree, we have also provided that access as well.
You know what? A big issue that many of the college presidents raise with me is retention. What can we do to keep the students till graduation? Have you been able to figure out what they support you need? You referred earlier to insecure food, people who have to, they may not have the money to buy a Metro card. How do you keep the retention?
Yes, I love that question. So, what is so unique about Gutman Community College is that our students receive a free Metro card. So, their transportation is paid for. That is a part of our model. We have been receiving resources from the Robin Hood Foundation that has helped us to support those students to ensure that that barrier was eliminated, as well as ensuring that students are coming to the college in terms of their books, that they also are in open educational resources. And that means that those students are not required per se to have to go out and purchase a book, but our faculty understand that that's a barrier. So they use those open educational resources and students are able to have access to what they need day one. So retention is so critically important, and retention goes beyond what happens in the classroom. Retention of students begins from the day we begin to recruit them to the day they actually complete. And we have to always be cognizant of what students need in terms of housing insecurity, food insecurity, but most importantly, what academic resources. So removing the barrier of transportation, removing the barrier of having to pay for textbooks, but that is one thing that we've done at Gutman Community College. And I believe that is contributing to our retention that we continue to really focus on, which was exacerbated after the pandemic. So we're learning how to really reimagine how to support students as they continue to come back into our camp on our campuses.
Are they required to come physically to campus? Because there's a big, you know, I have four offices, and in the four offices, only 70% 70% are empty. Empty. We're doing okay, but you know, how are you coping with this change of acceptability of Zooming rather than being in person to class?
You know, that is a great question. Our students want to actually come back to class, and our faculty have wanted to come back to class. So the university, over a year ago in 2022, we actually came back, I would say full time. The university issue was called a 70-30 in terms of our faculty and staff, or our faculty being staff being on campus, but our faculty, of course, when they're teaching, is that's their schedule. So we are pretty much fully on, I would say, on ground. Full services are active again. We do have fully online programs, and we are looking at also hybrid programs where a student could maybe one, if they have a 2-day-a-week class, maybe the 1 week is online and the second day is in person. And there are different modalities that faculty, are interested in. So we certainly are excited to have students on campus. We know that our students do better when they are on campus, they have someone and they can reach out to, go directly to their office and sit down and talk to. And really, back to your initial question, all of those things really contribute to retaining students. Students did not do well online, not all of them, and not just Gutman, just nationally. They were dealing with maybe they were the only one in the house that had a laptop, and they had to share that with their peers or their family members. So that just wasn't a good place for their well-being. And I'm finding that now that they're back, the excitement and the vibrancy, I believe that we'll see a better outcomes in terms of retention and really students completing what they started.
Well, you're a very intense person because you're caring so much. What do you do for fun? Are you still playing as a musician?
I wish I had the opportunity to still play. So what I do for fun, one of the reasons I moved to New York City is because of theater. I love theater. I love going to the different performances that are here, seeing many of the stage plays, many of the musicals, many of the I would say the jazz performances. So I really love the arts. I love the architecture. So being able to go to many of the museums has also been very, very fulfilling. So that's really what I enjoy doing when I'm not leading the institution. But I also try to bring my students into that fun. So I've gone to theater with them. I've gone to the Avan Ailey performances with them as well. So it's helping to fulfill bringing that experience and introducing them to that experience. And I also get a chance to enjoy it as well.
Well, it's amazing. I had lunch with Wendy Fenneman, who is a producer of five shows on Broadway. And I would love to be able to introduce you to her because there's, I'm sure, a program where you can get free tickets for students to go to the theater. So
I absolutely love
we'll
that.
connect on that. I think that'd be great because nothing is better than being in person. It's captivating to be inside a theater, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the laughter of the person next to you. It's them nudging you if they felt something, that some emotion was provoked from the performer. So absolutely, being in person is so much better than having to experience that virtually. And for some that have to experience virtually, I think it's the art of the playwright or the art of the actor to convey that emotion as well. But being in person is probably second to none in terms of having a real experience with the actors on stage.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting thing that I find every time I go to the theater, I'm like a little girl. I'm in wonder of it. And even going to Times Square, I mean, I feel like a tourist of my own city, the magnificence of the central signage and the changing and
Yes.
the it's just a magical place to go to Broadway.
Absolutely, absolutely. New York is certainly a magical city, and I believe that that is one of the attractions of our students. Many of them come from all five boroughs. Most, I would say the majority of them come to us from the Bronx. And I believe that it's the marvel of the city and the liveliness that is really drawing them here. And then this beautiful Bryant Park, that they get to see movies on the park and the skating rink doing, the Winter Village. So yeah, New York is a beautiful place. It is a place where there's so much rich diversity. And I see that in my students, my faculty and staff every day.
Well, I could tell that you are in a great success mode as president of Gutman Community College. What advice would you give to young people about getting on the path to success?
That is a great question. First, they have to make sure that they are surrounding themselves with persons who will motivate them to be successful. I think it's great to set a goal. It's great to know that you want to become something, but if you're not around people who will reinforce that message and who will be there to support you in those moments where you do not feel that you can do it, where you feel like you did not do as well on the exam, that may preclude your opportunity or prevent you from seeking, or achieving a certain goal. I think it's the company you keep. And that's even in adulthood. I'm learning that as well. It's the company that will surround you, that will be that kitchen cabinet, as I've learned, that really will motivate you during those moments that you need them. So surround yourself with people who will be your champions, but also those persons who will call you out on things that you may need to change. Because it's in those experiences that you're building the character and you're building the relationship and the interpersonal skills that you'll utilize when you're not only in college, but also in life.
Well, I think those are great pieces of advice. And I've been delighted to talk with Dr. Larry Johnson, president of Gutman Community College in the heart of Manhattan. Thank you for being here with me.
Thank you so much, Vicky. And as I would tell all of my campus students, faculty, and staff, and I'll share with your audience, the best is still yet to come.
Oh, what a wonderful way to close our wonderfully successful Larry Johnson's talk. And this is Victoria Schnepps signing off. Till next time. Bye now.